Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So the people who are hearing the context of what I said, they're getting it. Thank you guys very much on social media. 216-474-0092. Because of the last month, does it somehow, in a way, make this season not as special so far? Does it make this season? See, now I'm soft pedaling it here because I want people to hear the proper context. You're 61-15. That's an incredible record. But over the last month, it's been they don't start out hot enough. Darius Garland's numbers are worse, actually, over the last month than they were last year, which is surprising but true. The questions about whether or not, you know, Ty Jerome's going to be able to go. Okay, that's a physical question. I'm not sure. Rotational questions have been brought up. You know, he did say he's going to keep those rotations big in the postseason. And I thought, man, it just started to culminate. I know they were big double-digit favorites against a Knicks team that did not have Jalen Brunson the other night. And they went out there and they started getting hammered by the Knicks who couldn't miss a shot. So in real time, yeah, people are mad, but it seemed like there was some pent-up stuff that people are overcorrecting. Like, you can dump me if you want to. Lima kind of made it out to be earlier this week. I'm just going to call. I mean, they love to sit there and call us out all day long, so I'll do it to them. I mean, Nick made it out to seem like the Cavs are the worst team in the NBA all of a sudden. And you brought it to my attention. I'm like, good God. I mean, it seems to be an overcorrection of what people weren't willing to say during a 15-game winning streak. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure. I mean, so I tuned in and it was just a lot of, why can't anybody criticize the Cavs? And I'm like, well, I feel like you can do it, but within the proper perspective. Yeah. Like, It's okay to say, here are some issues they might have in the playoffs, but also, here's why I think they can overcome and a lot of them, which I think they can.
But I felt like we got to have this really special, special run for about a week in the regular season where there were some people outside of Cleveland, in Cleveland, everywhere saying, you know, they could really beat the Celtics, or they will beat the Celtics. They are the number one seed. This is a finals team. And now it just feels to me like, okay, yeah, you're going to lose to the Celtics, so we don't need to worry about it. And it feels like it's made it less special. You wanted to respond to it.
Well, I do think there's definitely a trend that has taken over in sports, which is, you know, and this maybe the birth of this was 2016, right? Because what happened in 2016? You had an all-time sports regular season.
73-win team, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and they were the toast of the town. And I remember we lived it. We talked about it, how we're like, hey, Cavs are pretty good. Cavs are pretty good too. Yes, we're not going to win 72 games, but there are certain things in a series. Now, I didn't think we were going to win. I didn't think we were going to beat Golden State that year. I'll be honest. There were very few people that truly, truly believed.
But there were so many people. It wasn't like this, where now it's just, yeah, you'll get to the Eastern Conference Finals and that's it. It wasn't like that. There were definitely people who went into the Golden State Series, us, who were like, okay, we're underdogs, but we can definitely do it. Like, now I'm just, it's like we're running, we're going to run into a wall here.
But I, my larger point is, it seems like in all sports, this isn't just an NBA thing, we've gotten to the point where you almost get crushed for having a great regular season if you don't win at all.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we want these guys to try hard in regular seasons because we have more and more evidence in sports that guys kind of don't, even in the NFL. Even in the NFL, you're starting to see, especially if they go to another game, if they go to an 18-game season, you're seeing more and more coasting at the end of the year, which I never thought would happen in the NFL for safety reasons.
Which even in the, by the way, the league meetings, like the coaches aren't down with it, the players aren't down with it, the fans aren't down with it. Who wants more of these games? Who wants 18 games? You're not giving the fans more of the product that they want. You're just watering it down in the regular season.
So Kenny, I want to know where it changed in sports. When? Like if you could find a random date on the all-time in the chronicling history of sports. When did it become the fact that we only care about championships? Because it comes up with the Guardians a lot with our fan base that who cares? Who cares that they did this in 2016? Who cares that they did this last year? They didn't win the championship. And I'm like, yeah, but there are a lot of amazing moments. What are you talking about? We had unbelievable moments I will remember the rest of my life. And now I'm just going to dump on any of that because they didn't win the championship?
I think these are all team-specific, though. And for the Cavs, even for the Guardians, but it's when you become almost mundane with the just you're continually finishing in the same area.
It's like Steelers.
Yeah,
Steelers.
I mean, yeah, they haven't had a losing season in 20 years.
But doesn't seem to matter anymore.
Yeah, and they want the coach out, you know, or, you know, a vocal majority wants the coach out. Here, since 2013, with the exception of like two seasons, the Guardians have been super competitive going into the playoffs, you know, every year. The Cavs, this is their third straight year of playoff stuff. Fourth, if you count that play-in. And now me personally, we have talked about, I've been ready for the postseason to start any day now, and that's been since January. And it's because I know where they're at. I know where they stand. They've looked like they've had the one seed locked up since that point. I don't need to see anything else from them in the regular season. It doesn't matter to me. The regular season doesn't. I'm just ready to get the playoffs going. Because I know that's a slog, too.
Yes, it has been. I think it's our generation, and it almost becomes a July thing, and I don't want to do it that way. But you ask when it happens. I think it's a LeBron-Michael argument. I think it's a Tom Brady-Joe Montana argument. When we were young, there was such reverence for guys like Dan Marino, Jim Kelly, Charles Barkley, Ted Williams, the 90s Indians, the rest of the 90s Bills, for crying out loud.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you and I were younger, there was that. Now it's an afterthought. Do people, when they think of great quarterbacks, does a 25-year-old man driving into work right now, does he think of Dan Marino?
No.
Okay.
No.
Does he think I imagine they don't think of Ted Williams because that was obviously, I mean, he's been dead for a while. His head's still
think
maybe alive.
Head,
but
yeah.
The rest of him is dead, and it's been a while, so I don't know if they think of Ted Williams. But, I mean, you think of some of the all-time greats. There was reverence for guys who didn't get rings. But remember, we have the 24-hour news cycle now, which isn't even news anymore. It's basically based on opinions. I love Shaquille O'Neal, but what happens every time they argue on NBA on Inside the NBA? It always comes down to the ring that Charles doesn't have, and it becomes show fodder there. And anytime we argue about greatness, which is what a daily opinion television show does, I love Nick, but I mean he's made a hell of a living on arguing about LeBron James and Michael Jordan, and it always comes back down to rings. So that's the rings culture that we've talked about for a long time. So now you can't enjoy anything.
I think so. Again, I wonder then why the 95 Indians, that is right up there. They did not win a championship. That is just like, to me, a smidge below the Cavs championship because of how special that season was.
You would think
the amount of walk-offs, the amount of moments that I can remember from regular season baseball. I mean, I haven't felt that way. Regular season baseball hasn't come close to get, and we've had a great win streak. We've had an amazing 20, I can't even remember the amount of wins it was.
That 22 game win streak. 22 game win streak. 17.
But nothing will be close to as special as that 95 Indians team unless they win the World Series.
Well, because I think for us, and even as a young child, I think you could recognize new stadium, new feeling. You're finally out from Modell's thumb because remember the rent the guy was charging to you. It made you keep having to get rid of great players for the Cleveland Indians, but no one wants to recognize that because when they still want to start making arguments because the Browns have been so bad lately. But either way, you could have this high opinion of these, and now we just look at them like they were a bunch of losers. Like 2016, we bring up Rajay Davis in this town. Who else cares? Who cares? But if you bring up the 90s Indians in other places, there is whoa, my gosh, the lineup that they had. You had a bunch of guys, boppers there. You got guys who are borderline Hall of Famers or should be Hall of Famers there.
What about the 2020 Browns or the Browns from a couple of seasons ago with Flacco? Those teams ultimately didn't win anything. They didn't get to the AFC Championship game, which is what we've been starved to do, let alone the Super Bowl. Weren't there elements of special in those seasons for us?
You would think so. But across, for us, yes. For everybody else, no.
They
feel like
they've
been in the first round.
They've been so few and far between that, yeah. Especially the way that 2022 played out.
I mean, you lost in the first round 2 years ago, and you got the great win in Pittsburgh, even though it was a COVID year. You had a great win in Pittsburgh, but do I remember random Texans runs with T.J. Yates or anything like that? No, I don't.
But we're not worried about what those fans, how sentimental they are. I'm talking about us. I'm talking about us as Cleveland fans. Like we're acting like the minute our season ends without a title, we've severed, since Owen's been watching the show, eventually you're going to have to, Kenny. You've severed those memories and that now all those nights. I'm thinking about the Cavs. What is the Cavs' home record this year?
That's easy.
And think about the sellouts and the amount of craziness. And unfortunately, I haven't been to a Cavs game this year.
They are 33-5.
But the people that have gone to the Cavs games, you're telling me the season hasn't been special for you regardless of what happened?
I'm sure season ticket holders especially feel way different than we do. If they're Loudville season ticket holders.
216-474-0092. I hope they feel that way. Because I'm picking up, I hope that the negative vibes that I'm picking up, Owen, are just that. Are just loud, angry people. Because 61 wins is a tremendous season. If the season ended now, if they lose the rest of the year, 61 wins is a tremendous year. And they are on pace to, what, tie the team record right now?
They can still surpass it.
They can still surpass it, okay. But there is a constant comparison to everything, and especially in basketball, especially in the NBA, because it comes down to who we used to have on our team, the comparison with that guy. Part of it is our fault where we've ran to the phones and said how this season could be more special than the LeBron years or the LeBron championship. Yep, I'm part of that as well. Part of that as well in arguing that. But if you start to fall short on any of that, and then there's not just this, but there's this other team that's out there that could stop you from even going to the finals, I just feel like so many people are trying to pour cold water on what is a great season where, guys, they could go and they could lose to the Eastern Conference Finals. And right now, I'm not making an argument to trade anybody.
Yeah, but the Celtics are a great team. They're the defending champs. It's not like if we'd lost to them, we'd be mired in shame. And now what? We're penalized for trying to win games?
I feel the same exact way you do.
In a league that gets crushed because, guys, don't try. We've got the team that tries, because, and now all of a sudden fans are going to be like, doesn't mean anything.
And it's going to be even worse because when we had Brian Barrett on just a couple of days ago during Around the Eastern Conference, which you can listen to 92.3thefan.com and the Free Odyssey app, he's talking about Boston kind of ratcheting up a little bit, but kind of mailing in the regular season. You mentioned LeBron in the Lakers. Do they care as much during the regular season?
No, they do not. Does
Golden State care as much during the regular season? They're ratcheting it up right now. And again, when teams are starting to ratchet up, we're kind of struggling here and there. And bopping around against teams we really shouldn't. And I can't defend that. But I go, wait a minute, this team, if you said anything negative about them 3 weeks ago, you'd have been tarred and feathered and ran out of this town on a rail. And now people are acting as if they can't win games. They've won 61 of them. 216-474-0092. Is it a special year to you?